With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Armenia and Azerbaijan have signed a peace agreement during a White House ceremony. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
With President Trump presiding, the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to end decades of conflict and reopen key transportation corridors.
With this accord, we've finally succeeded in making peace.
Both of the visiting leaders expressed their gratitude for the U.S. role in reaching an agreement. Armenia's prime minister called the deal a success for the two countries and a success for the world. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new wildfire north of Los Angeles is keeping crews busy.
Firefighters north of Los Angeles are making progress against the Canyon Fire, a new blaze that sprung up Thursday afternoon, spreading quickly in steep terrain near Lake Piru. It forced thousands to evacuate. As a line of flames burned on the not-too-distant ridgetop, in an interview for KABC 7, resident Joseph DeLeonardi says he was up all night as the fire surrounded his cul-de-sac. The Ventura County Fire Department says the blaze spread east into Los Angeles County, but crews were able to take advantage of lower temperatures overnight to attack the fire. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump says he will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin next Friday in Alaska to discuss ending the war in Ukraine. It's a potential breakthrough after weeks of expressing frustration that more was not done to quell the fighting. The Kremlin not yet confirming details, which the president announcing on social media, but both nations say they will expect a meeting as soon as next week. Police say a suspected shooter and a police officer are dead after law enforcement respond to an active shooter near the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and Emory University. The CDC's director says bullets struck at least four of the agency's buildings. The shooter was found on the second floor of a CVS across the street from the CDC. This is SRN News. A state athletic organization goes all in on transgenderism. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
USA Fencing recently announced it will not allow men to compete in the women's divisions. But the Minnesota chapter didn't like that and has responded by declaring they'll have no divisions. All fencers, men and women, will have to compete against each other in one large open category. Minnesota Fencing has released a statement criticizing USA Fencing's transgender ban and referring to the Minnesota Human Rights Act. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israeli airline El Al reporting that its Paris office has been vandalized with anti-Israel graffiti. Corporate officials are calling the act deeply disturbing as tensions between France and Israel run high. The graffiti was discovered Thursday. The El Al offices were unoccupied at the time. Of the incident, no one was harmed. The incident comes amid diplomatic friction following the French recognizing a Palestinian state. This is SRN News. The Trump administration wins an appeal in a high-profile case over immigrant deportations.
The 2-1 decision from a federal 3-judge panel vacates a previous ruling from U.S. District Judge James Boasberg. Last April, Boasberg found probable cause to hold the administration in criminal contempt of court in a case involving deportations under the Alien Enemies Act, as planes were already en route to El Salvador. The administration denied violating his order. The appellate court ruling overrules the finding. In reaction on social media, Attorney General Pam Bondi called the decision, quote, a major victory, unquote. George Williams, Washington.
President Trump ordering an investigation into whether banks have discriminated against conservatives and industries like gun manufacturers and cryptocurrency companies. The executive order addresses debanking, where banks close accounts or refuse business with certain industries. Trump accusing the banks like J.P. Morgan and Bank of America of targeting him and his allies. More at SRNNews.com.